Howdy, friends. Greg Milby here, and welcome to the 101st episode of the Lyrics and Laughs podcast.
We're back, baby!
Ow, ow! On the podcast, we recite and discuss lyrics to some of the best country songs ever written, and what we realize is a useless attempt at converting our non-country music-loving friend Kenny into a fan. But we're going to keep trying. Tonight, we discuss Darius Rucker's comeback song in episode 101 of the Lyrics and Laughs podcast. There he is, Dr. Chuckles, Joe Bennett.
I didn't know I needed you also, but here we are. It's our comeback podcast.
Captain Poetry, Eric Clemens.
Whatever you do, do not take Greg's medicine.
And not a fan, Kenny Rambo.
Kenny's all grunts and moans tonight.
So were people taking Greg's medicine.
Gosh. We did. Well, I mean, really. I mean, less than 2 minutes in.
We're back, baby. Season 5, episode 101.
Is it season 5?
We don't know.
I think.
We took the break.
We had some. We took a little bit of a break.
Like hiatus. I think it's more than a break. It's hiatus.
Sabbatical.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, some of the biggest shows in television take summers off.
Yeah, we all went and studied abroad.
What was her name?
Wow. So speaking of the break, right?
Mm-hmm.
We'll get this out of the way first. Greg, you don't have to talk about this. You don't talk about any of this, but Jennifer had a slight health scare.
Mm-hmm.
She scared us all.
Mm-hmm.
We were all worried sick.
Yes.
You had all kinds of people coming out of the woodwork that apparently love you guys, which
love
I'm
her.
Still baffled by.
Love
that.
Her.
Jennifer, sure.
Yeah.
Good with that.
Yeah. So no,
Jennifer kids. Makes sense.
But
we took a break for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer is doing well.
We're on our way to recovery.
You still look okay.
Yeah, best. I'm still old, as you would say.
And anyway, is there anything you would like to say about any of the above topics?
I mean, it's a health scare. I will tell you, if you do not know CPR, you should. You just never know when you will need CPR. And I will encourage people. We're not brought to you by the Red Cross and CPR, but we will go with that today. Thank you. For those that teach people how to do CPR. So that, outside of that, we're on a road to recovery. We still got a little bit to go, but it is a road to recovery, and I'm cool with that.
All right. I can't believe something valuable just came out of this podcast.
I know. Only if people use it.
Yeah, just a little PSA in there.
Yeah.
And, you know, right. Speaking of life safety things, I got made fun of by my family. They have these things. They're called... I don't know what they're called. This is a great PSA, but it's like a suction cup. It's like a plunger you put over your mouth if you're choking, and it pulls the food out of your mouth.
I've seen that on like TikTok, and
so I bought these.
I've been thinking about buying one myself.
Before they were cool.
If you can't believe everything that's on the internet, you definitely can't believe everything.
If I've said that once, I've said it twice.
I thought you had to be like 18 to buy one of those.
No, so, well.
Same product, just different package.
You go to that store?
So I bought it, right? And got it was like a 3-pack, and I keep one in the car. I mean, anywhere that the kids are at, I keep one down at my mother-in-law's house, and then the other one kind of travels with the kids. But I think to date, like 250 some kids that would have died if they didn't have this device, because kids have a tendency to really choke and block their airways and stuff. So this thing, like, you know, you just put it over the mouth and pop it a couple times and it pulls it right out. And
it literally is like a plunger.
I want to describe for the audience what's going on in the studio right now. Like, Eric and Greg are in full agreement on this, and Joe and I are trying to figure out if they're screwing with us.
No,
like that's exactly what's going on. Am I right?
Yes. Yeah,
like you and
podcast?
I are sitting here with all the doubt in the world. Like, did they cook this up beforehand?
6 month long game. Gotcha.
Yeah. Like, is this honestly a thing?
Yeah.
Well, no, it is. It was just. Yeah. It was. I got to look it up now. Life. Anyway, we got
Life
three
sucks?
Of them. They were. That would actually be. Maybe a good name.
Do you work
for
in
it.
A marketing company?
I do, yeah. So
I'm looking
TeamHCC.com.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, I have looked at that and thought about that.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool. Huh. It's like I even tried it just to see, like, what does it do? It's,
thank you for not being a video podcast.
It was, it does, it creates suction.
Well, at least we know what's going on Instagram this week.
Oh my gosh.
So anyway. All right, enough with the mushy stuff. Greg,
shout out to Jennifer.
Yeah, shout out to Jennifer.
Greg. Back.
Greg, we're glad to be back. We love you, brother.
We'll be getting hot fudge cake before we know it.
That's, tonight?
Not tonight.
Okay. Your lips to Jennifer's ears. Yeah. And honestly, I don't think it's aged Greg at all, this whole situation. He, you know, doesn't look a day over.
93. 90s, 20s. Look, the age jokes, I can go with that one right now because I feel like I've aged like 40. I'm almost in as bad a shape as Eric is.
Greg said it. So we can,
I mean, I feel as broken down as Eric. Yeah. And that's saying a lot.
Just leaned right in.
Yeah. All right, so Darius Rucker, comeback song. Joe picked that song today.
How'd he come up with that?
I don't know.
I basically just picked this song because I thought, well, it's been a while since we've been on the podcast. This song fits, at least the title, and we probably won't end up talking about it a whole lot. I bet we end up just goofing off a while because we haven't done this. So,
I mean, even outside of the podcast, we've not spent a large amount of time, just the four of us.
No.
Yeah.
In an enclosed space.
And it feels so right.
Oh, man.
So right. Life Vac. I found it. Google Life Vac. Order. You can get a 3-pack. Use the code word life sucks,
and use promo code lyrics and laugh. See what happens. And
you'll be charged an extra $20.
They're gonna bill you extra.
So I found it, and it looks like a mouth plunger.
Honestly, if you're listening to that podcast, your chances of choking are way higher. Moron.
People have been begging for us to choke for a long time.
I mean,
99 episodes, 100 episodes.
100 episodes. Yeah.
Should we be concerned about hitting episode 200?
I wasn't going to say it, but freaking.
We need to talk about it.
I don't like that.
I mean,
look, I've been re inspired for this podcast, not because of the break, but Kaylee in our office.
Okay.
A young woman. Who
not our likely demographic
found the podcast, and I don't know what number she is
was
on.
Was forced to listen to it.
Found no, it she did. She was not a force. We just mentioned it. She listened to it.
It's part of orientation.
I don't know what number she's on, but it's about 35 more than I thought she would go.
I did see her the other day and asked her, "Are you still listening?" And she said, "Well, I've been on a little break for a few weeks, but yes, I'm into the multiples of teens now." So.
And also, I mean, during our break, I mean, we're getting bombarded. I mean, I walk out on the street, guys, and it's ones of people just like, when are you guys bringing the podcast back?
When's the podcast coming back?
Do you guys have, who are you? You know, stuff like that.
So how often do you see Andrew?
we text. speaking of that, today I texted him, and I was going to text him for this weekend. Because he's shooting a video to help us out with something. And I accidentally hit enter. And I just wrote F and sent it to him. And Andrew's so quick, like with his text, he just goes, same. Actually, I don't know. I need to look back what he said. He goes, agreed. Sorry, agreed.
Agreed. Agreed.
But not only, you know, Andrew is just demanding, where's the podcast? Greg and I are going to be going to teach high school students about podcasting.
Yeah. Oh, how did I not know about this?
It's just happened.
It just happened today. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And so
I was away today.
And I have an update on you too.
You're still away.
Another update
still
for
away
you.
On that.
Yeah. Something like that. Yeah.
Oh no.
So yeah, we're going to teach a class, I guess, on how to do a podcast.
No, you're going to teach four classes.
So we're going to lose even more listeners because they're going to be doing podcasts now.
Joe and I get a text today, and it's my alma mater, my high school alma mater, right?
Which we share.
Which we share. So they're doing something on podcasting, and I was like, I'm out of town that week. So Then they come back, and they're like, it's four classes, and you know, you got an hour.
Yeah. And Joe said that. He said, we could use 20 or 30. We'll take the 20.
And Eric, the truth is, we know you graduated from here, but we'd rather have those guys you hang out with.
Yes. Yeah. The one old one and the one that went to city school.
The one that actually knows what the buttons are.
Yeah. If Eric and I would have gone, we would have been like, Greg does some stuff, and then Greg does this. Yeah. I don't really know how he does it, but You guys should have talked to Greg, honestly. It's
magic.
I'm being honest, it's a lot of talking in front of a microphone that just magically works when we show up.
So I guess there's two teachers that teach the same class. And
you already know way more about this than I do.
One.
Did you have more information about this?
So the one teacher
this
asked
is
for us to do 20 minutes to an hour, right? And so today, Garrett comes home from school and he goes, hey, Miss So-and-so asked if you and your guys can give a presentation on the podcast. I said, oh, no, you mean Miss So-and-so? He goes, no.
Oh, my gosh.
It's another teacher. Oh, but geez. She wants us to do a video, like a five-minute video.
Oh, man.
I'm like, well, I'm going to have to think about this a little bit.
Yeah, they influencing the next generation.
We need a better agent.
Yeah. So
because Luke, now we've got competition coming into the realm. I can't have that.
I mean, you make 100 episodes of a podcast and suddenly you're subject matter experts.
Well, yeah. We are, basically.
Yeah.
At first, I thought we could go into this class and show them what we do and we would gain listeners. And then I really thought about it and realized that's not going to happen.
Also not our audience.
No.
Yes.
No. Yeah. No. No. Although this is the school where people do drive tractors.
Okay.
To the school.
Oh, great. Another group for me to be hated by.
Yeah. You went there. You probably drove a tractor.
I was hated then.
Oh, good point.
So, as you guys know, I love yearbooks. And I'm working on this theory right now. Did you go to school with a Mike White?
Yes.
At any point in your life, did you go to school with a Mike White?
No.
Mike,
not that I know
Michael
of.
Or
yeah, Michael White.
And Mike West, not Mike White.
Mm. I don't think so.
Okay. Okay.
But
you're probably
you find
wrong.
One that you're
yeah, really I've, bad at this.
Yeah.
Right? Like I still meet people like to this day that I went to high school with that I don't know.
Well, also in your defense, your high school was 600 people.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean.
At least.
In your graduating class. Graduating class, yeah.
I just have this working theory that there are Mike Whites everywhere. I know, I'm never close with a Mike White, but a Mike White's always around.
In the presence.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, we should have Mike White as a guest on the podcast.
I think you had two Mike Whites at your school, at least.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure. I think you graduated with a Mike White, and there was one that was older, maybe, or younger.
I don't know.
I'm intrigued now. I feel like I need to go Mike check White. Out the yearbook.
Do a little research.
And Mike White sounds like a bird call, doesn't it? Sounds like what a bird with him. Yeah. Mike White.
Yeah. Mike White, that's one of those names that you wouldn't just use their first name.
It's Mike White.
Let's go to Facebook. Yeah.
So what I'm intrigued by is that Joe today has this yearbook.
I really feel like I missed out today.
You did? You missed? I was in the office today, so yeah, you did miss out.
I don't believe it.
So Joe had this yearbook today.
Let's not explain where I got it from.
No, I'm not. That's why I was breaking around that a little bit. So Joe has this yearbook, and when he opens it, Casey in the office immediately wants to go to the front and the back cover and read the messages. And Joe said, no. I have a rule about that. So is that with anybody's yearbook that you get to look at? Do you have a rule that they can't read the notes?
I don't read the notes. That's out of personal respect.
Okay. I mean, yeah.
I just thought it was different. Now, I didn't think it was wrong, but I thought it was, different.
I feel like it's respectful. Not
stay cool, keep in touch. Has meaning.
Yeah,
yeah. It's personal.
Right.
And then we know somebody signed their crack. You know,
right. Now I will take a picture of people in the yearbook and then destroy them on the internet. Like that's a different,
totally different.
That's fair game. Yeah. But the personal messages I don't.
Well, as I understand it, because this got back to me, I understand that our out of town winner of one of our, bourbon raffles, give270.org, little shameless self-promotion there, was in the office today. You had the yearbook from his graduating class. Is that correct?
I was not in the office when he was there.
Okay.
And I think I have, yes.
Okay.
I think I'm pretty sure I have it.
Yeah.
Very cool. So all I did was go to Facebook.
With all the yearbooks.
Hit people and type in Mike White. Okay. And this is what I got. Lexington, Kentucky. Paris, Kentucky. Louisville, Kentucky. Owensboro, Kentucky, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Morgantown, Kentucky, Bardstown, Kentucky, Fort Knox, Kentucky, Lindsey Wilson,
Columbia,
Louisville, Kentucky, Seattle, Washington, New Albany, Indiana, Franklin, Kentucky, Elizabethtown, Kentucky, Louisville, Kentucky, Campbellsville, Kentucky.
Is there a way we can invite all the Mike Whites to follow the lyrics?
And these are all different pictures.
We're going to have to not use this studio.
Yeah. If you're a Mike White, go ahead and call into the podcast right now. We'd love to hear from you.
Kenny, give him your cell number.
Yeah, that's 270-3-8-7-4-6-9-9-5-12.
Our friend Mark, this is, I got to give him credit. This is pretty funny. He will find, he used to do this, he doesn't do it anymore, but he would find like Joe, he would search Joe Bennett on Facebook. And then he would create a message group of all the Joe Bennetts. And then he would say, Joe, meet Joe's. And then he would leave the message group so that all I'm stuck with all the Joe Bennetts in this message group. Pretty funny.
That's pretty solid. Eric told me the story. Like, hey, I feel like you guys have a lot to talk about, right?
So, yeah.
Speaking of great friend pranks, I feel like the audience is probably dying for an update on the Lost Keys.
I haven't had a call in a while.
Although,
I mean, so since we were in the break, I've gotten calls from Disney World. I've gotten calls from, we were at a charity event.
This is the
best. I got a call from the charity event. Someone at the event that I'm at, and they had found keys. Well, probably because we invited one of the a-holes that hands out the keys.
Let's be clear about this. We all travel to a charitable fundraiser in Lexington together.
Yes.
And the perpetrator of this prank is part of the group.
Is yes,
he drove us there.
He drove us there.
Yes,
and while we're there, he's dropping keys in all of our presence. And then later in the night, we catch back up with you, and you're getting calls about the keys.
Getting calls at the event, sir.
Just fantastic.
Are you at this event? We found your keys.
Well, time is a weird thing, so I can't remember when this happened. But the perpetrator of the prank, his dad passed away.
We call him King now.
His dad passed away. So we, Eric and myself and our another buddy, we go to the funeral and we're leaving the funeral. And in Eric's car, you know, when the phone rings, it pops up on the screen and it says unknown number. And I said, he goes, I'm not answering that. And I said, oh, you better answer. It might be someone that found your keys. Answers it. Hey man, found a set of keys that belong to you. As we're leaving his dad's funeral, and I just, I mean, it was a slow clap for me. Like, that is.
He literally threw keys out at a gas station on the way to his dad's funeral. At least we know where his priorities are.
He's committed.
It's unbelievable.
I mean, I hug him every time I see him. Whether he wants it or not. I mean, he is like a hero.
I didn't know I'd have a favorite person, but.
He's up there, man.
He is way up there.
So good.
And every time this continues on, as long as it goes, he goes higher up the list. Yeah.
What else has happened since we haven't done a podcast?
You know, we should do another podcast that doesn't say lyrics and laughs. It should be like local Hey Yes stuff. You know, we just talk about stuff.
That's pretty much
it. Oh, is that what we do here?
Yeah. It's called lyrics and laughs.
Yeah, we could save some time. We just cut out the song.
Anything else happened to you guys?
A podcast called Hey Ya.
Hey Ya. Yeah.
Anything?
I feel like we're out of rhythm. We got to have a few episodes to get back.
Anybody? Nothing else has happened to us while we've been on a hiatus?
I don't know.
No?
No. I'm not sure we would see him. He's doing the Vegas residency, but Luke Bryan, I mean, we've missed him too.
Yeah.
I've not seen him in my basement for a while.
Well, did you give him water?
Did I give him water?
Oh man, it's so bright.
Luke, you're literal skin and bones right now, buddy.
You okay, man?
What have you been doing?
Eric?
Yeah, buddy, it's me.
Is that you?
It is.
What?
You're in heaven.
I'm with all you guys. This is heaven?
Maybe you're in hell. I don't know.
Yeah. I thought maybe this doesn't feel like heaven. This feels like I'm real parched and my clothes don't fit no more.
You smell real bad.
Yeah, well, I haven't taken. Where have you guys been?
Where you been using the bathroom?
Oh God, there's some stuff I need to. Probably, do I have a number to a therapist or anything like that? I feel like I've been. Where have you guys been?
We
took a little break, Luke.
Yeah.
It was a hiatus.
A heads up would have been nice.
Yeah, well, kind of forgot about that.
A little unexpected.
Well, I mean, I'm your biggest fan, and y'all just don't even... give me a heads up to let me know that I'm...
All right, Luke, I just want to make sure I'm tracking here real quick. There was a literal emergency at Greg's house.
Yeah.
To which you said in the basement, you didn't at any point think, I should go upstairs and see what the commotion's about?
I mean, you didn't hear the ambulance, you didn't hear the paramedics, the firefighters, none of that?
I don't know. I like to let live, you know? That's how I operate.
Luke, are live you literally just here for the podcast?
Yeah, man. I'm y'all's biggest fan.
And then I just want to make sure, again, I'm tracking. And then after all that.
I heard that. Listen, let me just go back to the ambulance situation.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I heard it. And I was like, okay, do I need to go help? And then I thought, well, what am I going to do? I'm a singer, you know? That's all I am.
Okay.
What am I going to do? Play a song for them?
So you did that the first time. Now, a month and month and a half later when the ambulance came back,
yeah,
are you still on the same rope?
You know, what's the old saying? Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, shame on me. I don't know the saying.
All right, yeah, so
it's
just
close.
Again, just to get back to the tracking part.
I said it was your alarm.
I just want to make sure. So you've been in the basement this whole time.
Yes.
Uh-huh. I mean, so the private jet is at the E-Town Airport, I'm assuming.
Yeah, man. I was like,
it's got cobwebs now. So you, at no point did you think, I don't know, maybe I should get on my private jet and just home.
I'm for you guys. I've always been for you guys. And it's like, y'all don't even give me your cell phone number. So how can I call and text? The guy's like, I'm just hollering out the back door every once in a while. Lyrics and laughs. Eric, I don't even hear anything. I got attacked by a coyote one time.
A coyote?
Yes.
Was it because you ate half my pork rinds I had down here?
Well, man, I was starving.
All right, let's go back to this coyote thing for a minute. Let's break this down.
Yeah.
Tell us exactly what happened.
Well, I was hollering for you specifically.
Okay, sure. Tracking.
Eric! Eric!
And it thought.
Full moon out.
It was in heat. Thought that was another coyote.
Yes.
Doing its mating call.
Yep.
Okay.
Now by attack.
Define attack a little bit more.
Well, my dad used to say he was trying to give me medicine. And I was like, no, coyote, no. And I tried to shoo him away.
But he stayed on that leg.
Yes.
Okay.
And so that's why you're seeing this right here.
All those scrapes.
Yep.
Those love marks.
Yeah. Whoa, come on now. We call them love.
Did you, were you like, get off? Or were you like forcefully trying to get this coyote off your leg? Because.
Are you trying to insinuate?
There's a coyote I saw in the yard, and he was smoking a cigarette when I got here.
Hey, man.
And I didn't even know coyotes smoked cigarettes.
No. This is, no, I'm not, no. Uh-uh.
I that feel coyote. Like this coyote's hanging around here.
It's been a long hiatus, man.
You've been lonely, haven't you?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
It's been hard.
Well, you heard it here first.
All right, I'm going to head on out, I guess. I don't know. I got some things to work through.
Luke Bryan and coyotes. Wait, Luke, come back real quick. I got one more question for you.
I'm a beaten man.
Did you get him?
Yeah, I smoked it.
You smoked the coyote?
Yeah, I smoked it.
You smoked it? I smoked it. Okay. I thought that's maybe one. Okay.
Oh, man, that was weird.
All right, so when are you all going to talk to a bunch of underage kids about the podcast?
Yeah, I cannot wait to find out how you guys weave Luke Bryan into that presentation.
Oh, we didn't say we were going to actually let him listen to the podcast.
Yeah.
Like, here's the equipment, here's the microphones, here's how we plug it in, you hit this button, you go. Thanks for coming.
You can literally say anything you want.
Yeah, and if you guys want to listen to our podcast, it's called the Joe Rogan Podcast.
Way more wholesome at this point.
We are just a shade under 25 minutes in.
And we've been no lyrics.
Say what the song is.
Well, we did early on.
We still do lyrics?
Yeah, we do. Okay. So, comeback song. It is a song by Darius Rucker. And it was co-written by Darius.
I liked him better before he was country.
Oh, get out of here. I kind of like Hootie.
Yeah, Hootie and the Blowfoot. Crack Rearview Mirror. Oh, that's a great album. Anyway, Darius wrote this along with Nashville songwriter Casey Berthard and a guy you might have heard of before, Chris Stapleton.
Have you heard of him? Casey Berthard, the other co-writer, you probably have heard of his son, who was a, I think he's like a backup quarterback for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking C.J. Berthard.
Jacksonville has a football team?
Seriously, do you remember C.J. Berthard?
No, seriously, Jacksonville has a football team?
Yes, they do. Yeah, they do.
I hope you're listening, Marty.
But he played for University of Iowa.
Okay.
But yeah, fantasy football-wise, like I think at one point he was a starting quarterback. He was backup for 49ers, and I think he played. I think he started some of those games.
So two games we haven't played in quite a while. How old are they?
Okay.
And... What are they are worth? Dead. Yeah, all right, we did it.
Yeah, this feels like a first episode back.
Hootie and the Blowfish is Darius Rucker.
Mm-hmm.
How old is he? How old?
I know, so I can't answer.
I'm going to say 56.
Okay.
49.
You and I are tracking, Kenny.
Okay.
I thought, and again, in my head, I'm 23, not 40.
Fair.
But I always thought he's probably 8 to 10 years older than me. So okay. 49 is where I was going to be. He's 56.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Yeah, 56.
Wow.
I did not think he was...
I would have guessed that old 50-ish.
I figured he would have been older because Hootie and the Blowfish, they had a very long career before he decided to go country. I mean, he's been a country artist for a while.
Why didn't I bring the Blowfish with him to the country genre?
And what are the Blowfish doing now?
They actually released an album in 2019, I think. So it's kind of, they never broke up. They still do some spot shows and tours and things.
And are they really called the Blowfish, that Hootie group?
It's not like Darius is Hootie and they are the Blowfish.
Yeah.
That I don't think that's how the name came about.
Oh.
I read a story a long time ago about where the name came from. I'll try to find that. But
it's interesting because I always equated him to Hootie.
Yeah. No, yeah. It's not really how it is. But, when Cracked Rearview was, big, we were in middle school. Yeah.
A Post Malone cover in the last couple of years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a lot of people finally discovered when in the line where it says, "And the dolphins make me cry."
Right.
People always thought, oh, dolphins in the ocean.
No. Nope.
But Post Malone sings, "And the cowboys make me cry."
Yep. It's a football reference.
And so people finally realize, oh, he's talking about the Miami Dolphins because Darius Rucker's a huge Miami Dolphins fan.
And they make a lot of their fans cry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Preach.
Darius, big sports guy anyways.
Big South Carolina guy.
Big South Carolina
guy. Big golfer, too. Big
golfer. Huh. Friends with Tiger Woods. Sang at Tiger's dad's funeral.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Yeah, they're actually pretty tight. From what
I love Darius Rucker's music. Wagon Wheel is great. I just love his stuff. I have a hard time listening to him speak, though. It's almost like it hurts. The raspiness of his voice. Oh, it's almost like he's in pain when he speaks.
Yeah.
But very impressive singer.
All right. Hootie's net worth, then. Do you all already know this?
I do not.
I don't know, but I am going to say it's pretty high because they have one of the biggest selling albums of all time.
I agree.
So, we are equating Hootie to Darius.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Darius Rucker's net worth. It's only his net worth.
I'm going to go with $45
million. $65.2
million. Mm. I'm going to go a little higher and just say
$70. Greg and I are tracking this time. In my head, I was thinking probably $40. $12 million.
Oh, really?
That's it.
Yeah.
Wow.
I want to dig into that a little bit more because
how much were they? How much were albums back in the day?
I don't know.
But I mean, literally, it's one of the biggest selling albums of all time. Like, Cracked Rearview went.
But if it all went to the record label
or the songwriters, did he write all those?
I don't think he writes a ton. I mean, he co-wrote this one, but he's a third on it.
Yeah. Did you read the story about this song here?
I found the lyrics.
But so this song here, they pushed this. They wrote this. They had this big writing session. And near the end of their session is when this song came. And after it was written, Darius's record label was like, hey, you know, let's listen to something. I don't really want to record that one. I don't want to do anything with that. They kept putting it on the back burner, and finally, they got him to listen to it. The reason he didn't want to listen to it is because Chris Stapleton sang the demo.
Oh, yeah, that would make that tough.
And Chris Stapleton, such a great artist, he didn't think he could do it justice. Mm. So they ended up deciding to record it. It became his first number one off that album. I think it was fourth or fifth number one overall. Became a gold single. But he said he did have one rule after that point when they wrote songs. Chris Stapleton could no longer sing any demos.
It would make you feel like...
It would be fair. A challenge.
Yeah, fair.
I would feel real insecure.
Yeah.
That's instantly his, right?
They changed the pace. They changed the key and whatever else to make it more Darius from what Chris Stapleton... I want to hear what the Chris Stapleton version sounded like.
I was actually shocked when I found out this was a Chris Stapleton song because it doesn't sound like him. Like, clearly, they've kind of made it more Nashville pop, you know, kind of sound. The Hootie and the Blowfish name, it comes from two college buddies. One wore huge round glasses that made him look like an owl. The other had big puffy cheeks that made him look like a blowfish. So one night, these two guys walked into our campus party where the band was playing. Rucker saw them and yelled, "Look, Hootie and the Blowfish." That's where the name comes from.
Okay.
And there's about 100 people claiming they're the ones that said that, I'm sure. Mm-hmm.
When there's, I mean, do you know how many bands we've probably managed to name by making fun of Greg?
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
The Old Horse. Yeah. Tell me that's not a band name.
And the horse is still up here, by the way. Just for you guys.
A little weathered. Where's that thing been?
Hanging out with Luke and the Coyote.
It also says that Hootie's in the Blowfish's first album, Cracked Review, the one that was so successful, was followed up by a number of other ones, Fairweather Johnson, Musical Chairs, Scattered, Smothered, and Covered, Hootie and the Blowfish, and Looking for Lucky. Many of those albums contain top 40 hits that Rucker wrote himself.
And a lot of people give crap to some of their later albums. I still stand by them. I'm a Hootie fan.
Well, when you have a hit like Crack Rearview Mirror, you're not going to have that every time.
No, I mean it was giant,
right? And so it's hard to match that. And so anything after that seems kind of like a letdown.
Yeah,
depending on what bar you put on as far as the sales go.
I mean, he got invited to sing at Frank Sinatra's birthday party, like 80th birthday party.
Wow,
that's a different kind of level of fame.
Did he do it his way?
I think he did sing a Frank song, but I don't think it was his. I don't think it was My Way.
Wow. Do you think you're hanging out at Frank Sinatra's birthday party
and having to sing his song,
playing golf with Tiger Woods? Is he a better golfer than Vince Gill?
Ooh.
I'd like to see them on the links together.
Cause Vince Gill was like a scratch golfer, wasn't he?
I mean, he's pretty good. I mean, he's got that invitational but I think he's got a tournament that he does. Guys, we're back.
When Hootie comes in singing, and I don't know me and lyrics, I don't know him, but
just exactly. Try. Do your best. Yep.
He comes in, he does that.
Uh-huh. Which song is that?
When he comes in and just nails that song.
Yeah, does anyone catch what song that is?
I don't really know.
You know, Hootie's, song, Let Her Cry, I think.
Yes, it is Let Her Cry. Yeah. I was kind of getting a little bit of it.
I was going to go with I Only Want to Be With You. Oh, okay, yeah. You got in a different spot that time.
Let's see. Worried for a second that they were going to come after us for a
copyright infringement.
Yeah, copyright infringement. But then
I wonder why hasn't redone one of those songs as a country tune.
Let's see.
Yeah, review. That's a great point.
I mean, because they're remakes all the time.
Yes.
I think he should do one of those as a remake.
Yeah, you think he would revisit all their hits.
Okay. When you go to you can't go to the well too much, though, because he's got his own identity as Darius Rucker.
Right.
But you got to go to the well at least once.
So how many years ago did Cracked Review come out? From, it was 94, I believe. Yeah, how many years is that?
So that's...
I was 12, 28.
28 years.
Okay.
So that is crazy that's 28
think
years.
Think about this right now. Think about when you were in high school.
Yeah.
The music that was 28 years before that.
72.
So that's like end of Beatles. It's you're talking.
Oh, geez.
Probably, I'm guessing like Elton John is coming around at that time. Yeah, I mean,
it's like it's late 60s music for me.
So that's the stuff that is literally that's on classic rock.
Yeah,
radio.
We talk about this.
There's things that'll get me, like Maroon 5's "Songs of Jane," like it re-released. Like I think maybe it's 25th anniversary edition, and it's like, no, that's not okay.
Yeah,
that's not okay. That can't be 25 years old. Unacceptable.
So wild, man.
Yep. So for me, it would like be
Scott Joplin.
Yeah,
1964. So it would be "Chapel of Love" from the Dixie Cups.
It's a really good joke, and you guys are too dumb.
I'm moving on past it.
Cave Noises.
"Can't Buy Me Love" from the Beatles.
I didn't hear what you said.
Cave Noises. Shut up.
Oh, now I'm trapped.
Stephen Foster.
me, he'd stick with rock and make noise.
The sad thing is, I don't know anything.
Music.
The sad thing is, I don't know most of these songs that I'm looking at on this list.
So come on, you know the Star Spangled Banner.
Beethoven's Fifth. Sure.
Yeah, it's pretty popular, man.
She says, "Alone by lamppost."
Darius Rucker.
Comeback song, a song recorded by Darius Rucker, co-written by Darius, Casey Berthard, and Chris Stapleton. Released in July of 2010.
Are we
doing? It was the first single.
Not far behind.
From his album, Charleston, South Carolina, 1966. It was his second country album.
Are we doing lyrics tonight?
We're kind of cutting short on time.
Hey, I would...
We should, yes.
But it is exciting that Darius Rucker's here with us.
Yeah.
In the studio.
A little unexpected, but it is our comeback episode.
Yeah. Darius, great to have you.
Hold on. Let's make it official.
Yeah, it's comeback song. Yo.
Hey, Darius, do you know our buddy Adam Duritz?
Yep. Sure do.
You guys hung out a lot.
Yeah,
somebody skipped episode like 100 to like 75. I have no idea.
Yeah, really lost.
I'm pretty sure we golfed together at one point there. Yep.
It's like Darius Rucker had a baby with Mr. Ed.
Yeah. So Darius, who's the better golfer? You, Adam,
you would know all about Mr. Ed there, wouldn't you, Grant?
Oh, Darius in on the joke.
So, Kenny, what was your question?
Well, I was curious. Darius, are you the better golfer, Vince Gill or Adam?
Oh, man, that's a conundrum you've got me here thinking about. I guess it's me. Yeah, it's me for sure. Those guys suck. It's me.
Darius, yeah. Why did you decide to like switch genres and go into country music?
Well, you know, these boots were made for walking.
Yes.
And that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are going to leave Hootie and the Blowfish and go sing some country music. You know what I'm saying?
I do. I totally get that. Yeah. Totally get that. Do you think you guys will ever return to Hootie and the Blowfish?
Well, you know, in 2019, according to my Wikipedia page, we got together briefly and, you know, recorded some album, maybe did a little bit of a tour. I don't know.
You don't know?
Need to probably turn the page so I can read a little bit more about that and maybe come back to me, my memory. You know, it's foggy from time to time. Kenny knows what foggy memory's like. So
that's fair.
You know, but... I don't know. Am I allowed to scroll to the next page? My Wikipedia is here.
I mean, Darius, you're our guest.
Yeah. Charleston, South Carolina is where I was born, 1966. Don't forget it. All right, well, that's been enough of me. I got to go.
No, hang on.
Help.
Have you met Luke?
Luke, take out his pee buckets. So we'll talk to you guys after a while.
See you, Darius.
Look, the car is in the house again.
What in the crap was that?
Good to have Darius in the house.
Yeah,
it was. Yeah,
man. Well, it's good to
Should
see
we have, every, like, new season, mm-hmm. it's episode 101.
Yeah.
Should every week we have the guests come in?
Well, my gosh.
Can we do auditions?
There is a knock at the door, and come on in. It's Bill Cosby.
Well, that was as awkward as you'd hope.
Oh. I don't know. You heard Greg was giving out medicine. So, oh, I guess
he didn't want to speak.
I don't know about you guys. I'm glad he didn't say anything. Oh,
he had a pudding pop in his
kind
hand.
Of medicine he was looking for, I guess.
Oh, hey, I can comeback hear him
walking
song.
Upstairs.
First single from Charleston, South Carolina in 1966. That is his sophomore album. Went all the way to number one. His fourth number one hit. And it his fourth gold certified song as well. Are we going to get to the lyrics anytime soon?
Is this the longest we've gone before getting
yes, lyrics? It has. We're going to have to get into this.
And now, a reading.
Oh, wow. It feels good to get back there. Eric, you ready?
He's not.
He's on Let Her Cry.
We're on it.
Nobody's going to know the difference.
I woke up again this morning, and wouldn't you know it? Pouring rain. Don't you hate that?
Oh,
nah. Yes. You wake up. Yeah, you can go ahead and turn that off. We're going to talk about this for
now,
a minute.
Now, it is great that rain makes corn.
It does.
And corn makes whiskey.
Uh-huh. No, he's
no.
He's doing the
pee. And whiskey
makes my baby feel a little frisky.
And by his baby, is he talking about a coyote?
No, I don't believe that was the original intent.
Okay. That'd be a cub.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm not overly disappointed by rainy days.
I'm not, because, you know, you walk out in the variety. Porch, it smell of the morning, and then the rain.
The only thing about morning rain, right, if it's a weekday, I know I've got to take the kids to school. They're now getting out of the car. They're going to be wet. I got to walk into the office. I'm going to be wet. And then that just sets the presence for the next 4 hours.
I'm sitting
the bottom of my jeans are wet.
Like a Jersey Mike sandwich.
Yeah.
They're just sopping wet.
Mike's way. You want it Mike's way? Just super sloppy and wet.
Sloppy.
Yeah, the sponsorship dollars were missing.
I love Jersey Mike's.
We need an agent too often. And that's I get fantastic. It Mike's way.
Yeah, I do get it Mike's way. Yeah. Soaking wet.
Whatever you do, don't go there and get it Greg's way.
Just dry and old. We are going to do a video of this podcast.
No, we're not.
These facial expressions are great.
I went and burned a pot of coffee.
Well, hold on.
And like us, I poured it down the drain.
Oh.
Because I didn't know I needed you so. And letting you go was wrong. And baby, I know you got your radio on. So this is my bad. Comeback song.
I mean, you've got some power when you know that you're going to record a song that's going to go on the radio.
That is, yeah. This guy's he's a star.
He's got that or he owns a radio station and knows somebody.
So is this song, is there a story behind the song?
I think he broke up with Taylor Swift.
Yeah. No, people don't break up with Taylor Swift.
Who wrote this again?
Oh, my bad.
Chris Stapleton.
Casey Bethard.
Yeah.
Darius Rucker.
Woke up again this morning, when you know it, pouring rain.
I think they just got together for a writing session.
Yeah.
Started coming up with lyrics.
How do you burn a pot of coffee nowadays?
Well, you got to remember, this was released in 2010. When were Keurigs released? Not that early, right?
Even then, I mean, it has to sit around for a while.
I mean, I've burned a pot of coffee. I have done that. Even, I mean, in recent time, I've done
like
that.
Church.
Yeah,
make the pot of coffee like and sit there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No one else. All right, back to the lyrics. I know I've said this just seems so somber. Kenny, are you awake?
I'm here.
All right. I know I said I wouldn't miss you, but now I'm saying I'm a fool. You're on the feel good side of leaving, and I'm on the backside of a mule. And I didn't know I needed you so, and letting you go was wrong. And baby, I know. You got your radio on, so this is my sad comeback song.
So, Joe, you selected this song because you assume this is how our audience has been feeling.
No, I just really looked up songs that have to do with returns on country music, and I found this one. I was like, oh, this would work. And I figured we weren't going to talk a lot about lyrics, I figured we were going to goof off a lot in this episode back. So
yeah, you're pretty spot on.
Spot on. Did I nail it?
Maybe in the after action review, we will we'll encourage you to pick a song that, you know, we could spend some time talking about, because this is kind of a downer.
We have reviews? Have I been missing those meetings?
Oh. Hmm. I think it's probably when I'm editing this and realizing we should have done something different.
Wait, we've had
Greg
meetings
by himself.
Right. It's a lot easier that way.
Yeah. Man, if I'm missing meetings, I wish I could miss the recordings.
Mm. Can't miss them both.
Yeah. Okay.
Remember how good our lives were when we weren't doing this?
But you got to think, the
we're doing it for people.
Yeah, it's not about us, man.
We're doing it for a person.
Oh.
It's for all those people out there where they were burning coffee.
I don't know. Couldn't we just go visit Andrew once a week and not do this?
We could, but it wouldn't be as much fun.
All right.
Okay.
And now I'm laying down without you in this king-size empty bed. And I wish I had my arms around you, but I'll just dream of you instead.
And he's literally yawning into the mic.
Because I didn't know I needed you so, and letting you go was wrong. And baby, I know you got your radio on, so this is my comeback song. If you all been to a gas station before, I'm assuming.
Not
twice. What is
it? Today.
Yeah, gas station, the place you go get gas.
Mm-hmm.
Put it in your car.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay, yes. I'm following. All right.
I get diesel, but whatever.
You walk inside, and you're in the mood for a candy bar, right?
Boy, am I.
They got candy bars.
100-calorie candy bars. Is that what you're talking about?
No, just the regular size.
Okay. Gas station. I don't think gas stations carry 100-calorie candy bars.
Oh, well, they do at the Dollar General. Sorry, I'm thinking
that's not a gas station.
So you got what looks like a itty-bitty candy bar, but it's really what you'd have been thrilled with as a kid. It's a full-size candy bar, but now they got these king-size candy bars. And they always have a deal on the king-size candy bars, which makes you get a king-size candy bar, and then you got to eat the whole king-size candy bar.
You do?
Because we're not quitters.
Yeah, it's a rule.
No.
Speaking of that, we had a we got a fantasy football draft that we did last night, and it was the first time we've done this. It's our kids and the dads, and Eric and his son came over, and so we're doing the draft, and I bought some desserts, you know, just to have everybody over, you know, thought it'd be nice, and I bought these ice cream sandwiches, but they've got two cookies on. You know, that's the sandwich part.
Mm-hmm. Whipped ice cream in there.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah,
they're good. Mini, and there's 12 of them in the box. They come in wrappers.
Yeah.
And Eric tells me this morning, he said, man, whoo, I ate three of those suckers last night. And I said, three? You ate three? He goes, yeah, that's how the wrapper came. You open up the wrapper, there's three of them in. So this man ate three.
What am I supposed to do?
You eat one. They were all in the same wrapper.
Yeah, I don't know. Like if they were, yeah, I mean, that's like you wouldn't eat one of a six pack of donuts.
Okay. No.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
You wouldn't eat one Mounds bar. You eat them both.
Okay. Yeah.
So back in the day,
you eat one Kit Kat.
I mean, you don't eat one Reese's. You eat both of them.
Yeah, you don't
have a piece of the Reese's pieces.
You don't eat one Chips Ahoy cookie. You eat the sleeve.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're tracking.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Sorry. Okay.
I mean, when Lay says you can't eat just one, they mean the bag, right?
Okay. Yeah. Serving sizes are, okay, they've changed.
Yeah.
Sorry.
When you get a quart of ice cream, you eat the quart of ice cream.
You get a gallon of milk.
You drink the gallon of milk. Yes, we are all tracking.
You can clear that up.
You get a barrel of bourbon.
When you go to the distillery, you drink the distillery.
Yeah. True story.
All right. We got some more lyrics. Hey, I didn't know I needed you so, and letting you go, and letting you go was wrong. And baby, I know you got your radio on, so this is my bad comeback song.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I know I said I wouldn't miss you. I said I wouldn't miss you, girl. Yeah. Na 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 na
na na na na na
na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na This is my bad comeback song.
So it makes sense that this was the last song they wrote in this session. It's three dudes writing this song.
I want to know what they meant by no, 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 no.
Yeah, let's dive into
that. Let's dive into that. Mm-hmm. What do you guys think?
Well, I think originally they were nays.
You think? Oh, like a horse neigh?
Yeah. Greg, what do you think about that? Well, episode 101 in the books.
Kenny, are you a country? You know, guys, we've been out of our rhythm for a bit, and
this was terrible.
No, I think it had moments of greatness.
Yeah, it feels consistent.
When we said hello, it was pretty decent.
Yeah, yeah. That's true. Wait, you all said hello? Crap. Can we start over?
No, we're 50 minutes in. You said you wanted to try to be at 45 from this point, so you're about where you normally want to be.
Yeah, like but then five, I looked at over. The clock, and we were at 46 and hadn't started the lyrics yet.
So right.
I knew that was shot to hell.
Well, I mean, you know, they all can't be diamonds.
Wish one would be.
Well, we'll get there. We're only 101 in. We're still babies in this thing.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, how many has Joe Rogan done?
I don't know.
Exactly. He's done a bunch. You can't even count it. Yeah. We'll get there.
Nobody even knows who he is.
Exactly. Yeah. Not listening to this podcast, they don't.
That's a good point. So. Kenny, put us out of our misery. Are you a country music fan? Again, all you have to say is yes.
That it?
No, that was the answer.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
We can't even get a commitment of an answer anymore.
I legitimately had to think, how do we close this? I couldn't remember.
Well, I think I'm supposed to say subscribe and rate our podcast on whatever platform you consume this wonderful podcast. Check out Lyrics and Laughs on Facebook and Instagram. Just search Lyrics Laughs Pod. Lyrics
Laughs recommend.
Pod.com is a great resource for podcast information and videos of our favorite songs. And don't miss our Lyrics and Laughs country music playlist on Spotify. I have been updating that over the last 6 months.
I listened to one episode and they took me out of Mensa.
Thank you again for listening to our goofy podcast. We'll see you again next week for episode number 102, we think, of the Lyrics and Laughs podcast.
I say goodnight, Fairdale?
It's somewhere in there.
Oh, you were already supposed to say that.
Oh, goodnight, Fairdale.